Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening babies, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Is anybody not here because they thought the show started at 9? I mean, are there any empty seats up there? A couple? Oh, shit. What you call it? The beautiful Gramercy Theater. I love this place, but whoever runs their Twitter put out a thing today that said doors at 8, show at 9. Oh, that was my reaction. And I found it out like 7 hours after it happened, so it's kind of a bummer. What's that flashlight that's pointing on me? What are you doing over? Yeah, don't look over your shoulder, that thing. It's so bright. What does it do? Is it like, were you videotaping me? That thing was such a big bright light. It's like a fucking, you were like a little train coming at me. Shoo. Instead of choo-choo. But yeah, please don't videotape the show, especially with a bright light like that. Why don't you just use a subtler situation? That's what sucks about iPhones. When people are filming you with iPhones, you can't even tell because it doesn't have a light on it or anything. Great story, Doug. My name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies. I beat you to it. Coming to you once again from the Gramercy Theater in New York City, where there's no H on the marquee outside, so it says Doug Loves Movies to Nugget. To Nugget. That was better. Now he just took a picture with that crazy flashlight. Like, every security guard should be high, I think, because you really fucking are interested in finding things. You're always looking, like it's Waldo. Put a Where the Fuck is Waldo book in front of me, and I nail it. I don't nail it. I'm terrible at it. Did I say we're in New York City? Woo! Ari Shaffir thinks that the weed here is bad. He's out of his mind. Tomorrow night's 12 Guests of Christmas here in New York City is sold out. So we added this show. Yeah. sold out too. So thank you for that, you guys. I know that you're disappointed about not seeing the 12 Guests of Christmas, but I got four great guests of the night before the 12 Guests of Christmas. This is the nightmare before the 12. Oh, shit, I got to call it that if we do it again next year. The nightmare before the 12 Guests of Christmas. And I'm also very excited because out in L.A. on December, I want to say 9. Yes, 9. We're going to do a special Hanukkah episode. But here's the only reason it's called the Hanukkah episode is because I want to call it the 8 crazy guests of Doug Loves Movies. And we're going to have 8 of the most fucked up crazy guests that have ever been on the show. And maybe a couple new ones because it's going to be 8. And it's only going to be 45 minutes long, so wish me luck. Yeah, and Doug Loves Movies. That's what you just heard what I normally do in my head when I'm doing a podcast. I constantly remind myself which one it is. If I didn't say Doug Loves Movies in my head, I'd be like, all right, let's bring out the next course. Little plug for Dining with Doug and Karen. Let me see those name tags, you guys. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, a lot of good ones. They tend to be in the front or in the balcony. And the middle section is just fine. They didn't work on a name tag. They didn't get here too early. They didn't get here late. They're just like, we go medium style. And that's cool. Lots of good ones. Dredd hates movies. It's like a little Judge Dredd helmet on a... Oh, my God, there's a naked dude right up front. What the hell is that? Broadway Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter Burlesque?
Hell yeah.
Naked Broadway Star.
Wow, and right next to it, you got a koala bear. This is really, this is going to haunt me tonight. Dean Girls is a Mean Girls poster where my face is instead of Lindsay Lohan's. And the way she's headed, it's probably not a bad trade-off. Oh, and my face on the Willy Wonka, the Johnny Depp version, that really makes me sad as well. But good job. It's Charlie? Shally? That's your name, Shally?
My name's Allie.
Your name's Hallie, so you went Shally in the chocolate factory? All right, good for you. Well, a lot of great ones out there, so good luck getting picked, you guys. And I think I've got some people that are going to come out here and pick wisely. It's not going to be a lot of stupid, somebody wrote their name on a napkin. Comedians do that. I yell at them after the show. This Thursday, I'm leaving sunny, warm New York to go to freezing Jacksonville, Florida. So that's going to be an adjustment. I'm doing a stand-up show at the Comedy Club. That's what it's called, the Comedy Club. And I mean, it makes perfect sense, but like of Jacksonville or something. Just the Comedy Club. This is really generic. And next Sunday, Doug Loves Movies comes to Portland, Oregon at Helium Comedy Club. At 4:20, from the corrections department, on last Tuesday's show, Leonard Maltin said Kristen Dunst when he meant Kristen Stewart, but we all knew that, so who cares? That was like, nobody even stopped to go, why did you say that other actress was, you know, everybody knew what he meant, or wasn't even paying attention. The prize bag includes... And I fucked up and didn't... I always get here and there's always a lot of things to take care of tech-wise. And I forgot to mention that we need those 2 tickets for tomorrow night's show. Aww. Are going in the prize bag. Yeah, and you brought a poster of a naked man, so good luck. The most disappointed guy's got a picture of a dude with a scarf around his neck. And that scarf is about to go somewhere. Just away, probably. I didn't mean anything too dirty by it. So, yeah, so we'll get 2 tickets to the person who wins tonight for tomorrow night's 12 Guests of Christmas, first ever East Coast edition. In the prize bag tonight, we have I Saw the Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, and I had a nice vodka soda, so there's the souvenir sippy cup from that. I'm so generous with the gifts. It's crazy. Somebody somewhere gave me finger cuffs. Remember finger cuffs? Somebody gave me those, and I'm like, I know how those work. I can pay that forward. We got some cool DVDs and stuff that people brought. I brought a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Force Fun. I also brought some sort of lubricant that's supposedly marijuana infused or something. It's called Highgasm. And I brought two favorite flavors. I brought regular and Vente. No, Blowberry. Yeah. So, now you're not so disappointed about not winning the prize bag, are you? Changed once you know it was in there. Oh, and somebody else brought, this is very cool, somebody brought a copy of Taylor Swift's new album, 1989. Yeah, that's going in the bag. And we'll tell you about everything else that's in the bag when we get these four gentlemen out here. Please give a big, warm welcome to Jesse Pasternak, Pat Kiernan, Big J Okerson, and Mike Birbiglia. Yeah! That was the first to speak winner of the Pete Holmes Award is our friend Mike Birbiglia, everybody.
Thanks.
The man behind the motion picture Sleepwalk With Me, if you haven't seen it yet.
Thanks. On Netflix.
By all means, do it up on Netflix. Netflix has got a lot of great stuff on there. I saw a special called Doug Dynasty. I enjoyed it a great deal. what's going on? Are you, filmmaking-wise, do you have another project that you're getting into or have done?
I do. I've been doing some readings of a new script I wrote at my house for the last, 6 months or so, and I'm going to shoot it in 2015. No, for real. People are laughing.
It's just one weird guy or girl over there. It's kind of like...
makes small movies, and they have small beginnings.
He wrote a movie in his house. Tis the season, I guess. One more day.
So I'm working on that, and then I'm on tour, and I'm on a 100-city tour this year, like Katy Perry.
Oh.
And I'm going to, next week, or this weekend, I'm going to 9 cities in California.
Wow.
9 cities, and then Seattle for New
Year's. Bakersfield?
No.
Fresno?
No.
I could do this all night.
I bet one of your favorites. You do
Chino,
Humboldt County?
Chino? Yeah, Humboldt County's good.
Yeah.
So you're going to Sacramento, San Francisco, San Diego, LA.
Exactly. Davis, LA.
Irvine.
San Diego,
Ontario.
No. Santa Rosa.
John Wayne Airport. Well, that's great.
Napa.
So go to MikeBirbiglia.com to get
why
the tour
not?
Dates.
Yeah.
Why not, you guys?
Yeah.
Why not? Give him a whirl. He's good stuff.
Yes. Glad to be here. A lot of great movies. A lot to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got plenty to talk about. I'm very excited because tomorrow night's going to be all gameplay, you guys. So we're going to get the movie chatter out of our system tonight with a first-time guest on the show. I don't know why it's taken this long. Big J Okerson is here, you guys.
Thank you, buddy. I'm happy to be here.
Big movie buff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know what's funny? I've weirdly missed some of the greats, but I see a ton of movies, so I have a pretty good
what's
movie
What's an example of a great movie you haven't seen?
I've never seen, Citizen Kane. I can't take the
all
time.
All right, that's fine. I mean, you're watching Citizen
Here's
Kane,
my,
there's some awesome things about it, but it's not,
can
you're
I give
not
my
missing
big one?
That much. Really.
I'll give you the big one that makes people furious, and I've tried to watch it a few times. I just couldn't give a shit, is The Fucking Godfather. Yeah. Just don't care. Just don't care.
You know,
I watched the stupid wedding 15 times, and I go, I don't give a shit. I don't care what happens to any of these
stupid
people.
Are you sure you're not watching The Deer Hunter? Because that wedding's hard to get through.
I understand that, but also you might want to skip to Godfather 2.
Just go right, yeah, where you got De Niro involved.
It's a better movie.
Especially if you love reading.
You don't miss a lot.
You don't miss a lot, actually. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I've never, for some reason. But you know, I could fucking mouth the words to Roadhouse.
I I'm fine with everything you've said so far. I think you're the kind of film buff that I like to have on the show.
Yeah.
Citizen Kane will not come up again.
Thanks.
Not get mentioned again. But what will get mentioned is you have a motion picture credit on your IMDb page. You're in a movie called The Other Worlds.
From Other Worlds, yeah.
From Other Worlds?
I'm in one scene in a straight-to-DVD shitty sci-fi movie.
And it was a bit of a stretch. You played Big J in it.
Yeah, no, I play Big Lab Assistant. That's the title of the character. You want to hear something hilarious? This is true. It came out eventually in one theater in New York on 12th Street. And in my mind, that was the theater on like 11th and, which is not a big theater. I was even kind of like, oh, it's a small theater, but, you know, the Cinema Village. But it wasn't that theater. It was around the corner, essentially in someone's house who has a movie theater. And they had a poster out front, and I went and watched the movie, and there was postcards of the movie poster by the concession stand. I go, oh, can I take a few of these? And the chick was like, take all of them. So I took all of them. I went to go see it with my girlfriend at the time. And we're watching the movie, and my scenes come on. And by the way, there is literally nobody in the theater. And when I'm on the screen, she starts taking a picture of the screen. And I go, Dad, don't do that. And she goes, what are you, there's nobody fucking here. Like, you're not. And then she was trying to take a picture of my name in the credits, literally while a janitor was like mopping the fucking.
Did she get him in shot?
Yeah.
Did he go, isn't that Big Lab Assistant?
And then when it was over, I was walking out, I go, do you guys have an extra movie poster? And they go, you could just take the one, man. And they gave me the movie poster from the marquee. The only thing they didn't give me was the fucking movie, which I don't know if is available anywhere in the world. Other than that
day. That is serious rock bottom.
I've never been in a movie since, surprise, surprise.
Your agent should be telling that story on the phone every day.
Untapped talent.
Jesse Pasternak is here, you guys.
Thank you.
You might not know the face, but you probably recognize the name and the age from... He's not our youngest guest ever, but at 18 years old, he came out to the... We were both at the Traverse City Film Festival, and I invited him to come on the show, and... What do you call yourself? What are you, a film scholar?
Film scholar, film expert, whatever.
Expert.
Whatever works.
Oh, shit. Are you guys shivering in your boots now?
That's badass.
This is a fucking tough panel you're going up for the first time, Jay. You got a filmmaker, a film expert, and a newsman. who hosted a national trivia challenge.
If there
so
is
good
a-
fucking luck. Pat Kiernan is here, everybody.
Hey, can I just point out one thing? If there is a remake to Real Genius, we have Mitch sitting right here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's true. Pat.
Doug.
You've been in a bunch of movies as yourself on the news, because you, of course, do the mornings here on New York One.
It's the only character I play, in fact. But yeah, Spider-Man, Avengers.
It'll say New York One usually on the screen. Is that part of the deal? Get New York One a little push? You never play a reporter that's not
no,
on
no,
New York
I, no,
One?
No, I refuse to play generic reporters.
Yeah.
because we look at, we actually read the script and, okay, now... If there were dinosaurs walking on Central Park West, how would New York One cover that?
Very
and
calmly,
it's only,
as it
it's
turns
only
out.
if I can pass that test of realism. So I'm prepared to suspend my disbelief for the plot point, but then within that set of circumstances, so, I want to know how we would cover that.
So you're like the Dark Knight of news pieces then? You just focus on how this would look in a real world and try to make it as... Take all the comic book out.
I'm really all about the entertainment.
Yeah.
By the way, if they ever do a remake of Real Genius, he could be the professor.
Doug, you didn't tell me when you booked me for tonight.
Yes,
that
sir.
This is Grey Cup night in Canada. This is the Super Bowl of Canada, and I'm here.
I can't believe I did that to you. Or to Canada. Can they do it without your support?
I was supposed to be in front of my TV on whatever ESPN channel this is relegated to.
Well, I apologize for that. I did give you the option of coming in tomorrow night on the 12 Guests of Christmas, and I think your reaction to that was like, I need more mic time than that. I'm not going to be on with 12 people. I've got to read everybody what happened in the papers today. That's my favorite. Pat does a thing, for those that are listening that aren't New Yorkers. He does a New York one, Pat's Papers, where he reads stuff from the local papers.
People love who it. Don't know how to read.
Sure. Well, I'm sure the blind love it, I'm sure. But also, you know, the people that are busy running around in their kitchen doing stuff, you know, whipping up some eggs.
Every few days there's somebody...
Listen to Pat go, oh, this shit went down.
Yeah. Every few days there's somebody who sees it for the first time and then tweets me, are you serious? Did you run into news? But then they get addicted to it.
Are you really reading us the paper? Yeah, I am. You're going to love it. I don't read you the ads in the paper or anything like that. That'd be weird. How long you been doing that for?
The papers thing.
Yeah, like
one?
what are you gonna do when it
I just... have been the morning anchor in New York for 17 years.
Wow.
I know no other existence than my 3 a.m. alarm clock.
Well, thank you for staying up late with us tonight. But how late would the game in Canada go?
It's halftime right now, 17-7. Oh. The Calgary Stampeders over the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Do you need to... Now, so it's true, you just know all the news all the time. Why do you need to read from the papers? You know what's going on.
Those could just be made-up names entirely. I would go, okay, sure.
Currently in New York City, 53 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 47.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It is him.
That's not high enough for tomorrow. I found today quite pleasant. I didn't even have to put on my puffy coat.
Today was nice.
Yeah, it's real nice. Yeah. Good job, New York.
And I like your Traverse City t-shirt, too.
Yeah, I've got the Traverse City, Michigan t-shirt on. It says 10 because it was the 10th one that they did this last year. But I like wearing a shirt that says 10 on it because when people say, you know, why does it say 10 on your shirt? I say, because I'm perfect. And I give that same creepy look, and it never gets me anywhere. Yeah. But you have a hoodie on from the same film festival there, Jesse, so we're both represented tonight.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it.
Thanks. I'm glad we matched, you know.
I'm not crazy about matching with you. That's people might draw some weird conclusions from that. I could have an 18-year-old I don't know about. So, Pat Kiernan, and I was asking earlier about which movies you've been in, just to ramp up to this. You're in Blanny?
I'm in the
Black Annie.
I am in the new...
I'm in Black Annie, too.
There's already a sequel?
Yeah, yeah. I am in the new Annie movie.
I am too. Yeah.
Mike Birbiglia, let's start with you, because we know what Pat plays in it.
No, I play Pat.
Oh, shit. What do you play in Blanny?
I play the titular part. I play Blanny. No, I play an inspector who comes over to the orphanage, and Cameron Diaz flirts with me, and it's real silly and goofy, and yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
And then you bust
into it.
It's a hard knock life for me.
Sorry, the
Jesse
whole family
was in.
Knows.
Jesse
Annie.
Was in. Did you like the original Annie? Anybody on this panel?
I love it.
Yeah,
of course. Wait,
I like the stage show, but I'm not crazy about the.
You saw the stage show?
Yeah.
Who was that?
What are you, Peter Parents? Where the fuck is the stage show?
I see a lot to like about the original.
My wife and I revisited the original recently, and the funny thing about it is that Roosevelt's in it. Do you guys seriously?
Yeah.
There's a scene with FDR where Annie convinces FDR that he should
create the New Deal.
Create the New Deal, and she proves it by singing "The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow."
Yeah. It's a deal for us. We need.
I don't remember that at all. I just remember a Punjab making the plane fly with magic.
Just hanging from the helicopter.
They had an actual wizard living in their home, but no one really thought that was a big deal.
when you're that rich, bro.
He was performing magic. Goes, oh yeah, I know a guy who knows actual black magic. That's how rich of a white guy I am. I have a black guy who can crush me with thoughts. But somehow I've controlled him.
Does Pat, do you remember your what you have to report, like what your lines were in Blanny?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is the new Daddy Warbucks.
Well, that's so in Blanny you announced that?
No, I was
people suspend your disbelief.
I was partway through my sentence, Doug.
Oh, sorry.
Jamie Foxx is the new Daddy Warbucks, and I am quizzing him about his commitment to his political campaign.
Ooh, like face to face?
One on one.
Like in his drawing room or something?
No, on the streets of the city.
I'm
chasing him down the streets.
Look, that's not your style. If anything, you'd be like, hey, did you see what was in the papers today?
Well, it's a movie,
you know,
Doug.
You're like a newsie when you're out
for
the
big story. For the big story, if it means talking to Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
All right. Did he answer battle raps? Did Black Daddy Warbucks battle rap you?
When you're chasing him down the street...
He was a very nice man to work with.
But when you're chasing him down the street, isn't it embarrassing to be yelling, Daddy, Daddy! Daddy, I have a question!
That'd be a really weird plot twist, too. It's like, his actual name father.
In Blanny, his name's not Daddy. I was trying to translate for you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Benjamin Stacks or something?
It's P. Daddy. Yeah.
It's P. Daddy. I just wanted to give that Doug, more already... moments for laughter.
I've already said too much.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Big J also brought a, for the prize bag, he brought, what's your fucking deal, a crowd work album that he recorded. And this is just, what do you do with this, Big J?
It's a drop card. There's a code on the back of the card. And you download the code, and you get the whole album and the artwork and all my thank yous and everything.
Or you, try to get into your hotel room with it, and that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Go down to the front desk. This does not work. Well, it says crowd work right there. Pat Kiernan brought the aforementioned Taylor Swift album. So thank you for that. And he wrote on the back, I also welcome you to New York.
Is priceless, right?
Let me read to you. I imagine some people that work all night, when you read the papers, it's like a bedtime story. They come home and throw it on.
It could very well be.
Yeah.
Maybe I should read them yesterday's papers for that, though.
Oh, yeah. Mike Verbiglia brought a treasure trove of items. He brought Sleepwalk With Me and his one of his comedy specials, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend, which is based on a one-man show also.
That's right, yeah. Filmed in Seattle.
And then as an extra little bonus, a copy of the great concert film Stop Making Sense.
Yeah. One of the greats.
I did
that. If people haven't seen that, it's really one of the
greats. Talking Heads. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, Doug Diggs.
Talking Heads, is it?
Talking Heads.
Jonathan Demme directed it.
Yeah, I've always heard that was one of the best. I heard it's the
best. Fucking giant suit thing.
I always heard it was a great smoking weed fucking video to watch. That's what I
Well,
always
it's if you like watching people jump around nonstop, and like if it's fun for you to see the band add a new instrument and a new member at the end of each song, it's pretty entertaining.
I ushered that film at the IU Cinema. We actually had a dance section where people could just dance along to the music, and we half expected to find like a bunch of bottles there. It got a little rowdy near the end of the film.
When you found Laszlo Halliefeld in the closet, did you...
I'm 18, it got rowdy. It got nuts.
Speaking of nuts, though, you brought a crazy movie. For your contribution to the prize bag, Jesse, you brought Alex Rider, Operation Stormbreaker. Yeah, it claims to star Ewan McGregor, but what's the real reason you brought this, Jesse?
Well, Mickey Rourke recently fought his first exhibition fight in 20 years in Moscow. He's 62 years old. Oh, sorry. I thought I heard something.
You don't have to respond to weird shit people yell out.
So he's 62.
The comedians and the newsman will handle it.
So he's 62, and he defeated a 29-year-old opponent, and I just felt like...
Where was that fight? Some crazy place?
Moscow. Capital of Russia.
Crazy. You see the video? Did you watch the video of it happen?
No, not yet.
He's got fucking... Mickey Rourke's like a gray Janet from Three's Company hair. He's got a woman about town haircut. And he knocked out a black guy with body shots.
Can I point something out, Doug?
Yeah, please.
Is this the oldest audience member you've ever had at your shows right here?
Oh.
This gentleman.
Hi, Bobby.
This gentleman. And with all due respect, because to be that age and love a show
he's
like this.
He's related to Jesse.
He's 96.
What's his name?
Sydney LaPook.
Sydney, thanks
Sydney
for coming.
Sydney LaPook?
Yeah.
He's 96 years old. I wouldn't have gone out on a limb and said, you're the oldest man, unless he was definitively the oldest man.
Yeah.
We're not going to play any games awesome. Tonight now that I know he's here, because they're really exciting games. I don't want to be responsible.
He fought through World War II. He can more than take anything. He's
all
the
right.
best.
All right, good. Yeah. Good man.
Sydney LaPook.
This is kind of an afterthought, because I should have just ended the prize bag section on that. But I've got some
scrunchies.
I got some wipes that remove the smoke smell from your clothes and hair. Supposedly reusable. Supposedly you do it 10 times. And I brought, I had an extra copy of this because they make so many different crazy director's cuts and stuff of Blade Runner. Yeah. So throw that in the bag. I wanted to make an extra special bag because you guys, you came out for the second of two sold out shows. And you know, I appreciate it. I don't even know what time it is right now. I'm sure we're way behind schedule. But, Mike is
their third quarter, Doug. Third quarter.
8:30.
I could have pulled my phone out. Thanks. Mike has another engagement, a previous engagement with our friends over at UCB. They have a show every week called Ask Cat, and Mike is going to be the monologist over there. So he has to race over there and spray his monologism all over all over adoring faces. 96, he's like, what's he saying? What's
he
this he speaks of? Does he really?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He's got great senses.
Is that your grandfather?
Oh, yeah, it's my grandfather, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mike just figured that out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was an old gentleman who mentored a young boy.
Don't jump to conclusions, Jay.
It's a modern twist on Harold and Maude. Modern.
That's a ship in a bottle, young man. Ooh, I dropped my pencil. Could you pick that up for me?
Weird movie to watch with your mother, by the way.
Which one?
Harold and Maude.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's got to be weird. Good job, Mom. Nice choice. But you've seen a lot of stuff. Your parents are pretty cool. Like, they've been to, they come and watch you get subjected to this. So, so they're pretty nice. And,
they're wonderful.
I appreciate them. Do you have a favorite movie that you've seen lately? We got to move into the games portion here pretty quick. But
oh, sure.
Do you have a movie you love?
I love Birdman. I saw that with a friend. Oh, yeah, please. It's incredible.
Well, the rest of the panel, before I get to you, make sure you mention when you saw this movie whether a friend was there or not.
He was the
company. The size of the group for each film.
He was accompanied by an adult. He was trying to make sure that he wouldn't get in trouble.
Did you mention a friend because is there a story about the friend? Did you debate the movie afterwards?
No, we got dinner afterwards.
Oh, okay. So panelists, make sure you let me know what the next activity was.
But it's
this is riveting stories 101. It's a real education.
I actually have a story about my age that's kind of funny, but I just want to say that Birdman is an amazing, amazing, wonderful movie.
He loves it, you guys. Loves Birdman.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You said you had a funny story?
Oh, yeah. So
a day in the life of a young Jewish boy.
Yeah. So I, there's...
Bar mitzvah practice, and then...
It's just...
Still trying to learn how to throw a football, and then... Slack shopping. So,
to make a long story short, I through the IU Cinema, I got to go to have dinner with a bunch of other people with this guy, Jonathan Banks. He's on Breaking Bad. He was in Airplane.
He's great.
He's awesome. Great. So to make a long story short, everyone there was at least 27, and he made us go around the table saying our ages, and finally it got to me, and I just said, 18, and everyone starts laughing, and he just went, fuck you.
Mike, why are you saying that?
He's a wonderful, wonderful man. Like, he's the warmest, nicest guy. It was just a really treat to
His name was Mike on Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like I made a mistake or everyone thought I was yelling at Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Irvin.
Why are you yelling at Mike? He didn't say anything. But that guy's a great actor. He was in 48 Hours and was awesome in that, a small role or whatever. But I've been watching that dude forever. And he's in Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He's one of the characters from Breaking Bad that crosses over to that one, so that's going to be cool. Mike, have you been to the movies lately?
I did.
Birdman?
I like Birdman.
Wow, you opened a thing up like you're gonna write a citation to everyone.
I want to say it's a great year of movies.
It's a great year for movies. I agree.
Yeah.
Last night I saw Foxcatcher.
Right? Did you?
I loved
it. Did you go to the Sunshine Cinema to see that?
No, I saw it at BAM.
Because Sunshine Cinema has five screens and all of them are Foxcatcher. They should just change it.
That's where I saw it.
Foxcatcher Cinema.
Did you see it too, Jay?
I saw it there. Yeah. I did like it. You know, it's funny. I'm from Philadelphia, so it's a very Pennsylvania story. That's right. We're fucking after the show. Me and you, Jesse, we're gonna crush all that puss. Philly chicks, they draw no lines. Fat guy and a skinny kid, we're all up in it. They really made the ending of that movie.
I don't even fully understand what Jay just said, but I'm still laughing.
The Philly people got it. That's all that matters.
I don't know what happened either.
The 96-year-old got it.
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby.
Fucking birds are 9-3. We're all jacked
He's
up.
He's nodding. He's in. He gets it.
Foxcatcher did a thing at the end. They really they mellowed the ending of that movie out a lot. That was like a several day standoff.
Don't give away.
This is a limited release.
It's
right
news
now.
Stories. I mean,
it is based on true events.
No spoiler alert, but the end of that movie, that's something that's very like casually ends, is something that's like a real like 3 day major event that happens. So it's weird how they just kind of like they surmise
you're
that.
You're saying it's sort of truncated.
Yeah, a bit for like something that could have been a pretty cool.
All right, now tell us about Argo.
Foxcatcher.
You can only give away movies that are from history, and we should have read up on it already.
Can I give away anything? A couple more.
Of course, yes.
Boyhood. My list is Boyhood, Ida, Under the Skin, which I highly recommend. If you have a chance to find that movie,
that shows what's her face's Bush, yeah.
Let's defer to the film expert and the newsman. Gentlemen, do we have Bush in that film?
Scarlett Johansson's Bush,
He should be the one checking.
No, I'm sorry. I was checking the football score.
Oh.
Canadian football.
How's it going?
Still 17-7 for the Stampede.
Holy shit. Yeah. Canadian football, the only thing keeping white athletes working.
All right, that was Big J that said that. I did not say that.
It was Big J Ogerson, everybody.
Yeah.
And then I got The One I Love.
You got a whole list.
Obvious Child.
Great movie.
And I know it's gotten so much attention, but Guardians of the Galaxy is a great movie.
I love it. Flying out here yesterday, I just watched it twice in a row. I mean, I did other things, you know. Like, I had a meal and I read a magazine, but I had it on two times in a row. And I even wait all the way through to the end of the scene at the very end because it baffles me every time.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Please.
When you're flying in a plane, do you ever smoke pot?
There's a military man in the audience. I'd rather not. I use edibles and stuff, so I'm high on planes, but I'm not. I don't have the nerve to like go into the restroom and try to smoke, even if it's vapor. I'm just like, people are gonna know, and it's gonna be sad.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to be a poster child for just making weed work in your life and not being caught with it, looking like an asshole. I'm not the Beatles. These guys, why is Snoop Dogg in the tour bus that says Snoop Dogg on the side? That's going to get pulled over in Texas.
That's
true. But I digress. Thanks for that list of movies, though. It gives people a lot of things to go see. Jenny Slate is amazing in Obvious Child.
So good.
I was kind of saddened by the way they promoted it, because we actually did a commercial for it on this podcast, and I had to say a phrase along the lines of the hit abortion comedy.
Oh gosh!
Or the first abortion comedy, or something like that. I was just like, why are we saying abortion comedy? It's an element of the film, but that's not what makes it funny. It's what they do with it afterwards. No, so.
That's hot.
I decided to go super dark on that one.
And Gabe Liebman is wonderful in it as well.
Yeah, it's very well done, and it's not an abortion comedy.
It's a really great movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
18-year-olds love it. Pat, have you been to the cinema? Do you have time? Do you?
I don't have a lot of time. I saw the Jon Stewart movie.
Oh, Rosewater.
Oh, I like that as well, Rosewater.
Oh, yeah. That's on your list. You got to update your list.
Yeah, it was pretty good for the first-time director movie where nothing really happens.
Really?
No, it's all confined to this prison. So
it's a very small story.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to bring up movies they didn't like that much?
Because the question kind of shifted between what did you like
and what have you seen,
you know? So you can't bring up one you didn't like.
No.
But Rosewater was all right.
I liked it. It wasn't a very ambitious film.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, baby steps.
What do you look for in a debut film when you watch it?
What I look for in it? I just want to be entertained. It's all. Okay. So I just.
Jesse's right. I'm really shitty with the follow-up.
I set my expectations slightly lower, because I just want to see potential more than this is the best movie ever.
Yeah, that's the thing. I really, I feel like a couple of movies lately have been overhyped to a degree that it hurts the experience when you go. Like, I didn't think Gone Girl was as great as people were making out to be. Citizen Kane, of course.
Poor shit.
Your Skeleton Twins is like that. It's a great first film, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Another one. That's
Which cool. one?
Skeleton Twins.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
Really good first film.
Yeah. Oh, golf applause.
Thank you.
Jay, have you been to the movies?
Yeah, I go to movies a bunch. I just saw Horrible Bosses 2 today.
How'd that work out?
You know,
everybody's saying it's not good.
All three of those dudes are hilarious.
I love those guys.
And it wasn't that good. It really was. The laughs weren't that great. But I said Foxcatcher was great. I really liked Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
that was pretty badass.
I heard
that was
so
fucking
good.
Pretty.
It's really good.
Jake Gyllenhaal is great.
Super.
Gyllenhaal, he's one of those guys you really fucking want to hate, and then he's like, I love him. I love everything he does. He really is good.
Very accurate portrayal of the news business as well. Very. Every moment of that movie was an accurate portrayal of what I do every day.
And you're a newsman, so I'll take your word for it.
I've seen you when you're reading the papers. You're like, well, I'm trying to find a story with a bloody woman running down the street. That's what they say in that movie. I didn't just riff that.
I did like Gone Girl. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't know there was any hype. I didn't.
People
really
raved
any hype
so
around.
Much about it, and it's. I found it to be, especially in the early going, the scenes between Ben and the Gone Girl are. It just felt strange, like they were trying to make some sort of state. Like it was trying to, like Fincher was trying to say, you know, like look at, you know, like he was trying to film it, like it was like a commercial for a happy couple. So the way they performed it, I don't know. I was just sitting there, kind of going, this is the thing everybody's raving about. And then the plot twists, I get that. That if you haven't read the book, then there are good twists in there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't see the end coming. I didn't see how it went. I thought that was pretty sick.
But it was.
I thought it was good. But yeah, Horrible Bosses too.
Well, you don't need to just stomp all over it. You could just
You know, if I go see every horror movie in the theater, I'm so rarely.
Did you see the Babadook?
The what?
The Babadook.
No, what's that? Is that a horror?
Yeah, it is.
I haven't seen it yet.
Traverse City at the fest at this year's.
Yes,
festival.
You saw it.
No, I didn't. Too scared.
Me neither. Let's talk about it. I think the Babadook is a doll or something that has a spirit in it.
It's a storybook, and the kid finds it on a shelf, and he's like, "Oh, mom, will you read this to me?" And she's like, "Oh, sure."
Next thing you know,
everything goes horribly
wrong. They're pulled
into
a living hell.
Yeah.
From the children's book.
Yep.
From the shelf.
You know, the last good horror movies was I think those Insidious movies are pretty good. They're pretty scary. They're pretty balls out. They're
Did
good.
You see Annabelle?
Yeah, it was fine. It was like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about... Dolls aren't that scary to me.
I'm over the haunted house, and I'm over the exorcism. Like, I'm over... That's just two things.
What's
I don't
the
give
new
a shit.
Frontier for you?
I don't know. Evil, like, David Lynch-y shit. Twin Peaks is coming back, which is going to be fucking... The fact... In the finale of that show, that girl says, I'll see you again in 25 years, and next year is 25 years. Oh, that's fucking bizarre. That's such a cool
planned.
Fucking thing for that lunatic to do. I love,
oh,
like...
Oh, my gosh.
It's his version of Boyhood, because it's... It's, you know, he's like, yeah, it's 20. It's we said 25. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it, yeah. No like one knew for sure that was happening. That's such a cool move by him, yeah.
Yeah, and but you don't think also possibly just a coincidence?
They did that in...
No. Not at all. No, okay. I think it's... He really is like that. He's bizarre. You know, do you watch his stuff, David Lynch? You big
yeah,
gamer?
Yeah. I his films, I can take them or leave them. Like, the ones
really?
The ones I love, I really love.
Sure.
But, like my favorite movie of his is Elephant Man, and that's not really his style. Like, he kind of stepped out of his style.
Oh, yeah. Like, Lost Highway.
It's really great. But Lost Highways is fucking weird.
Love it, though.
What's the one most recent one? Inland Empire? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
That's messed up, that
one. I don't even know what it's about, man, but I love it. All his, like, three of his movies where I swear to you, if he goes, what's it about? I go, I don't know, man. Just, it's like my nightmares, I think. I think they're about my personal nightmares.
My wife
blinky
and I do
lights and a guy staring at a screen and just things I want to look away from.
My wife and I do an impersonation around the house of David Lynch's introduction to this YouTube series called Interview Projects that he did. Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah.
You ever see it?
Nuh-uh.
And at the beginning of every episode, he goes, Interview Project is about people. So we just use it around the house. Like, this morning's breakfast is about eggs.
Did you see his Ice Bucket Challenge?
No.
Oh, he says, all right, I was nominated by Justin Theroux. And he goes, and Laura Dern, she wants me to do that with espresso. So he puts some espresso in the ice bucket. He goes, I'm going to play Somewhere Over the Rainbow on this trumpet. Poorly, he starts playing it rather good, I might add, and then they dump it on him, and then they dump another one because Justin Theroux challenged him, and then at the end he goes, and now I'd like to nominate for the Iceberg Bucket Challenge, Vladimir Putin. Thank you very much.
That's great.
Yeah.
You think your voice is going to change a little bit more? Or are you already just going to sound like David Lynch?
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... David... Wild at Heart is my favorite David Lynch movie of his crazier ones. And
it's one of the funniest lines ever. When he gets up, he goes... When the big gang surrounds him, he goes, what do you faggots want? It's a hilarious thing to say to a gang that surrounds you. And they just punch him in the face. That's the scene. What do you faggots want?
I enjoyed Mulholland Drive.
But going back to that for a second, like, it's, you know, I'm trying to use that particular word less in my life, you know, because as a teenager and a young adult, I've said it a lot, probably. And, you know, and I try to say it less. You know, I understand what's going on there. But when it's said in a really inappropriate time and place, it's just still hilarious to me. And that's a great example of it. And the other one that I love is in, I talked about this on a podcast recently and somebody got mad at me on Twitter, but I'm going to say it again, is in Blazing Saddles when Slim Pickens calls somebody a Kansas City faggot. It makes me laugh every time. Because it's like, they just thought that expression up. Like, why is Kansas City...
Do you want to know?
In the Old West, why was that? Was that the gay town? I don't think so.
I've told this on radio a bunch, but it really is one of my favorite things to talk about, like the changing of sensitivity as far as like homosexuality goes, is that at the comic strip here in New York on the Upper East Side, there's two gold records of Eddie Murphy's. And to tell you how the times have changed, this never comes up in a problem. Track 4 on his first album... It's just called Faggots. And then track 1 on the second album says Faggots, and in parentheses says Revisited. There's some more faggots I forgot.
Revisited gives it a
real crazy year
real
with
BBC
faggots.
Kind of feel. Might as well say Brideshead Revisited. That is nuts. That is so crazy. Like
That couldn't happen today. It absolutely
should go back and change
today.
That, or they should clean, you know, put the little stars in there or something.
Those Eddie Murphy specials hold up about as well as his movies past 1990.
Oh shit!
Is that when all of his movies started being written in giant red bubble letters? That's when we knew it was gonna be a shit one.
I think he's so good in Dreamgirls. Like, why isn't he? Why isn't he a song and dance man? Why isn't he playing singers and musicians? And you know, instead of trying to that party all the time thing is pretty awesome. My girl wants to. We got to play some games, you guys. We went really long on the chatter. Now we're really going to be up against it with Mike Birbiglia has a ticking time bomb. This is like a.
Why is that so much more important than the Grey Cup?
There's only 9 teams in that league. Everyone goes to the playoffs. Everyone goes to Pizza Hut afterwards, win or lose, or Tim Hortons.
Sticking
win or lose,
we
all go to Tim Hortons.
Oh my God. I can't imagine what it's like right now to be a gay Canadian listening to all this trash talk.
All those little cold dicks.
How did you go mentally straight to the dicks?
That's how I operate.
Yeah. Go-to cold weather reference. Let's play some games. We got name tags in the audience. A lot of great ones. Go ahead and show us your name tags, you guys. And gentlemen of the panel, go and select your name tags. And while you do that, we're going to do this. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back, everybody. Great name tag selection work, you guys. Who are you playing for, Big J Okerson?
I believe I'm playing for Elon and Lauren. Am I saying it right?
Yeah. They're having an excellent adventure.
They're having an excellent... Yeah, they put their faces...
They put their faces on those dudes from the movie.
But they kept Socrates and...
Napoleon.
They got to take them to that water park, Waterloo. Which is an actual scene in the movie, just so you know. I'm not making it
talk. Slam dunk, Pasternak.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Pat, Carradine, who are you playing for?
Well, Jenna and Wayne both made Rice Krispie squares and then wrote their name on the Rice Krispie squares. And when I went down, I was trying to choose between, you know, which Rice Krispie square looked better. And Wayne says, choose Jenna's. So I have Jenna's Rice Krispie squares.
Okay.
It's honesty. Can't argue with that.
A hell of a guy. Wayne's a hell of a guy.
I'd like to take that thing and throw it out in the middle of 23rd. And just watch cars drive through it. I mean, that's just my impulse, but some people, it looks delicious. Maybe you want to eat it.
Sorry, you're throwing my name tag out?
I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying that's if someone handed me that, that's what I would do with it. That's as respectful as eating it. It's respectful as eating it, because eating it is going to give me a sore stomach, and throwing it out in the traffic is going to give me... I'm going to laugh really hard. So it's still bringing me joy, just different, you know. My mouth is...
You know what? Throw Wayne's out in traffic. Wayne's is down there. That's an extra one.
Yeah, I'll
throw Wayne's in traffic. Don't
throw yours into the street, dude. Yeah. You better hide it from me. I mean business. Who are you playing for, Jesse?
I'm playing for Mike. He wrote his names on both wings of an X-Wing. Is there some type of pun or... it's just an X-Wing with the name Mike written on both sides. It's made out of cardboard. It looks really cool, and the new Star Wars teaser came out with some very cool X-Wings. Yep. And I just thought I'd honor the teaser by picking this out and playing for Mike here.
It looks like somebody that's really good at origami got a hold of a pizza box.
Turned it into that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, good job, Mike.
Yeah,
good
Mike.
Job, Jesse, picking that name tag.
Oh, the wings open.
The wings open? God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, and to reveal the pizza inside.
If only.
Hey, dear Gramercy Theater, can I please have another Tito's and soda? Does anybody else need another beverage of any kind?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, a guy in the audience.
I'll take a red wine like a lady.
And anybody else? You all good? All right, cool.
You're good, thank you.
I mean, that Rice Krispie treat's going to sake your thirst right there. Let's play some games. We got the name tags. Oh, I'm sorry.
Playing for Jen.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask Mike who he's
playing. I'm playing for Jen. This is a Monsters, Inc. Doll that says Jensters, Inc. She's right there.
Yeah, that's...
Love Sully.
Is that Sully?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this guy.
So don't, you know, don't lose today, Mike, and sully her good reputation. Yeah. You guys heard that. What's the 96-year-old dude's name again?
Sydney.
Sydney. Thanks, Sydney. I kind of felt like he laughed at that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, so the first game we're going to play is a newish game on the show. It's called Cluster Flicks. And, someone else suggested we call it Doug Loves Threesomes. And the reason why is because I'm going to say three movie titles, and all you guys have to think about it really hard, and if you can discern the name of an actor who was in all three of those films, after I've said all three films, just shout it out into your microphone. First person to get it right is our winner. But if nobody gets it after the first three, I'm just going to start adding names slowly, like torture.
Titles or names of movies?
Names of movies.
Oh, okay.
Or titles of movies. I know you're the expert, but I think it means the same thing.
Your podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And
it takes you a task for everything.
And I'll keep adding names until I think it becomes painfully obvious and somebody gets it. That's always the plan.
Amen.
All right. I'll say three titles. First one to guess wins. I like the sound of somebody cracking open a cold one. Makes me feel like I'm at a matinee and there's always people that sneak in beverages. Speaking of beverages, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Because I need to get more fucked up. This 18-year-old right here, I'm a terrible, terrible influence. The three movies are The Hole, King Arthur, and Silk. I'm going to confess to you, I've only seen one out of three of those movies. Those other two, I thought, there's no way these guys are going to get this. The Hole, and don't say it if you know in the audience, but politely raise your hand, because I'd be interested to know when people figure it out. You guys know it already? Jesus Christ. That's not the name of a movie. I mean, it is. His name is in a movie, but The Hole, King Arthur, and Silk, and we add to that The Edge of Love. The Edge of Love. Same people still know it. And then Never Let Me Go. Motion picture.
Keira Knightley?
That is correct, Jesse Pasternak. After a mere five very obscure titles.
Ah, good.
What was the giveaway to you? How did you figure it out?
I know she was Guinevere in King Arthur. And
right.
I know she was in Let It or Let Me Go with Carey Mulligan and Andrew Garfield. So I was like, oh, it's got to be her.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
I was going to go on to say Love Actually, which should have really tipped it. A Dangerous Method, The Jacket, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, Pride and Prejudice, Bend It Like Beckham, Domino, Atonement, Keira Knightley, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesse's our winner. That means Jesse gets to go first in our next game. And that's going to be a little thing that I like to call ABCD's Nuts. It's a spelling game, you guys. I go down the line. We're spelling something. You know what the next letter is. You name any movie that begins with that letter, and you get to stay in the game. It's harder than it sounds. And
sounds impossible.
It's, yeah. And if it begins with the, that's a T movie. You can't use it in any other of the... I forget to tell people that before we play, and they always feel gypped. And we're going to spell tonight. Keira Knightley co-stars in The Imitation Game that I hear is quite good because of the lead performance by Benedict Cumberbatch, who is a godsend to comedy because there's hardly a funnier name of a more respected actor. So Cumberbatch is what we're going to spell tonight. We're going to start with Jesse and then go to Pat and then
So a movie with
Jay.
Cena?
And so you just start with, name any movie that begins with the letter C.
All right.
A legit motion picture played in theaters and everything.
Crooklyn.
Yeah!
There you go. That's a fun one. You did a good job, Jesse.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. Tonight, I'm giving you your first beer. I picked a motion picture called Celebrity, a Woody Allen film, because it was set right here in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's the one. Now you're just Sam Levine-ing it.
Thank you, sir.
Pat, Carradine, any movie begins with the letter U.
Up. Up.
Yes! I went with Unfaithful because it takes place in part in New York City. The next letter is M for Big J.
We probably got the same one here. Made in Manhattan.
If we had matched, you would have won automatically. And your instincts were great because I went with Manhattan. And now we come over to Mike. The letter is B.
I'm going to go with Beeswax.
That's a movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. You're right. It's an indie film, right?
Yes, it is.
Who's in that?
I believe Greta Gerwig is in it, but you guys might know
good
better
for her.
Than
I like that Greta Gerwig. She's all
right. Is that right?
I'm not really sure. Sorry, okay. I'm a little behind on Greta Gerwig.
She was in... Oh.
I honestly am.
She was in Greenberg with Ben Stiller and Frances Ha. She's good. Sure. All right. Beeswax, what you picked. I went with Blade Runner. No reason. Because it doesn't take place in New York. All right, Jesse, E.
Right, E. I'm going to say Everyone Says I Love You because part of it was shot in New York.
Oh, there you go. You could have also said Escape from New York because that's where they escaped from. I had actually written Escape from Tomorrow, which was the movie that they shot in Disneyland and Disney World, and I'm going to be in Florida on Thursday in Jacksonville at the Comedy Club. Mentioned that earlier. R is the next letter for Pat Kiernan.
And Doug, all of my movies will be things that are indicating a scent of some sort.
Oh.
So the Raising Arizona.
Okay. That was a bold claim because you might come back around to you.
Well, I thought it doesn't. Won't I be out of letters by then? I got to come around again.
It's gonna come around. I think we still got batch. How do you spell batch? I went with for the R. I went with Rosemary's Baby because it takes place you know where.
One of the greats.
Yeah. B is the next letter for Big J.
Bully. Did you ever see Bully?
Yeah.
First movie ever to show, what's that girl's name? Her whole bush. Macaulay Culkin's, that's how I judge movies. Macaulay Culkin's what? Rachel Miner.
Big J. Oakerson's second bush reference of the podcast.
By the way, from now on, I'll only be referencing movies where I can tell you whose bush was in it.
Oh, God. You're really boxing yourself into a corner with that.
I bet
one.
I could do it. I bet I could do it for three more names worth.
All right, we'll see if it comes around to you. If I were a Big J. Oakerson, I would have maybe said Big Daddy, which took place in New York City.
Similar flicks.
Mm-hmm. A is for Mike.
About Last Night.
Okay. Or Annie would have been a good one to go with.
That's nice.
Where Pat Kiernan stars as himself. That's a mistake. That should have been the first. That should have been the B, Blanny. T is the next letter.
All right. I'm going to say this has nothing to do with New York City. It's just what popped in my head. So I'm going to say The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Ooh. Okay. I'm telling you, Jesse, he goes deep. He's not one of those kids that doesn't know movies before he was born. Because then he wouldn't know shit.
Yeah. Just be in a corner
just
rewatching.
Only Ida. Talk about Birdman all the time.
The winner of this game, by the way, tonight can date Jesse.
The letter T, I went with The Fault in Our Stars, starring Mike Birbiglia.
Small. It's a small role. Someone tweeted the other day.
You were the star with the most fault.
Someone tweeted the other day, after all those kids had been through, you had to make them be counseled by Mike Birbiglia. Retweet!
I think their mutual not really understanding what your character is trying to do kind of brings them together a little bit, doesn't it?
I agree.
Yeah, there you go. you really helped them out a lot. C is the next letter. You can do it. I'm so confident in you,
C,
Jesse.
C, there must be a climb. Is it on Jesse? There must be a climb.
No,
movie.
I just said Church of the Serum.
Oh, okay, sorry. I just was so excited Jesse might figure this out.
Something indicating us. Connor. Connor.
Very, very fun movie. I like it, but I went with Cloverfield. New York Monsters, yeah! I'll work the camera, yeah! And then H. This is the final letter.
Happiness.
And this will really show off your skill.
How about the movie Happiness?
Happiness, who's Bush?
Here's the thing. I was combing my brain. No Bush, but it does have aggressive man-on-man rape, which potato, potato.
Potato, potato.
How you doing, Poppy?
Potato, potato.
It's more like hello and oh no. For my age, I went to the movie that had tons of Bush in it. From New York City, the motion picture, Hannah and Her Sisters. Yeah.
It was Head Bush.
Woody Allen has made a lot of love letters to New York City, and where he was smart there is he waited until it was hundreds of years old. I thought it was clever while I was thinking it, and then as I said it, I was like, I don't know about this. But can you separate the man and the art, you guys? I mean, in the case of Woody Allen, I've liked his work for so long, and, you know, I don't know what to do with that. Like, we'd all be in a Woody Allen movie. Like, would Pat Kiernan report the news in a Woody Allen film? Sorry to interrupt you. Did you ask if that Rice Krispie thing was loaded with anything? Today in Pat's Papers, who gives a fuck? I've been up all night. I'm the news.
It's all good. Jenna wouldn't do that to me.
What about Wayne?
She had a look of horror on her face when she's...
People are usually pretty cool about that. Because you would... Man, you ate a lot of that thing. My
really.
Pants have been begging for some vodka, so I'm just gave them some. Just rubbing it in now. They love that, my pants. Jesus, I keep spelling this thing. They've come to the Gramercy Theater. They fill them to the brim. All right, you guys, let's play some more games. That was a fun one. Nobody won necessarily, but
everyone had fun, so we all won.
Pasternak with the assist. Have we ever played Last Man Stand, Jesse?
Oh, I haven't, but I've always wanted to. I'm very
there you
excited.
Go. This is your chance.
Yeah.
It's happening right now. And I think we all love the one kind of like runner-up name tag tonight was the, what was the Mean Girls parody? What was your name? What?
Dean
Girls. And your name is Dean or Dina? Dina, okay. So she made a Dean Girls poster, and she put my face on Lindsay Lohan, and it looks crazy. But you listen to the show, you know Last Man Standing, right? Have you sat at home thinking, oh, I could name somebody that would be a good person for them to use for that game? I'll give you one more second to think about it. This game is we get the name of an actor. I play along because I think it's fun. Actor, actress, or director, the large body of work. When she'll name somebody, hopefully it'll be a good one, and then we'll no pressure, Dina. And then we'll take turns. We'll start with Jesse again because he won that last thing, but we'll go in a different direction. We'll go to Mike next, and we just name movies that person was in, not produced. That gets a little too crazy. But if it's a director, movies they directed or are in, because directors love their cameos, and if it's an actor or actress, just movies that they were in, and. And if I'll give you actor if they directed something, that counts too. Dean, what do you think?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
If you can't think of one, okay, that's the worst one we've ever played.
That's a really hard one.
That's a really fucking hard one. But with Jesse sitting here, I'd like to try it. Dina, for the listeners, suggested, and for the people. How are you doing in the balcony? You guys doing all right? It's so dark up there. It seems like they're not even there. They're so polite, too, today. Probably a long party weekend, right? Everybody's just pretty relaxed right now. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so she said Jake Gyllenhaal. So the films of Jake Gyllenhaal. I know, Boo is right. Because he's now he especially seems quite picky about roles, and he's not a guy that's just in a million things. But I still want to try it just to see how quickly we burn out on it, and maybe we'll pick another one if there's time after that. So go ahead, Jesse. Just you get to go first. Name a Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
Thanks. Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Okay. Might as well knock off the most obvious one. It's good strategy.
And then I'm going to knock off Nightcrawler.
Yeah. That just came up tonight. I want to say the one I said, but I'm afraid there's more title after the first couple of words. So instead, I'm going to go with... Oh, I wish I could save this one for later. Don't do that. That's ridiculous. So Zodiac is off the table in a game that's already fucking really hard. Please don't cough any more titles, ma'am. Is she like a date or something, dude? She's never heard the show before. The way she did it, she had a smile on her face like she does not know me at all. I was going to say The Good Girl. The Good Girl. Thank you. So then we go to Big J.
Prisoners?
Yes, sir. Tell us about the Bush.
No Bush. Sadly, no Bush.
Sadly, Bush free. The movie about kidnapping of children.
Yeah, more that, less Bush.
Pat Kiernan? Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, the films?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nightcrawler was mine. Doug, I'll guess one of the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, that's a fun guess, because I think he was they were threatening to give the part to him if Tobey Maguire didn't settle less money.
Are they like rivals or something? Or
what's
like,
that?
Is that how they normally get Tobey Maguire to do things? They just say, oh, we'll give it to Gyllenhaal.
I think that would work for a while there.
Yeah.
But I think Gyllenhaal is so legit right now.
So did I get that wrong?
He's so good. No, he was not in any of the Spider-Man films, to the best of my knowledge.
Film expert?
You're in one of the Spider-Man films, so you're in The Amazing Spider-Man, right?
No. I like...
I was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, shit. Oh, right, you said Jamie Foxx earlier. Do you only want to be a newsman that talks about Jamie Foxx? Did you say Electro has taken over the city?
I
bet you did.
I was on the Jumbotron in Times Square watching him.
You're following Jamie Foxx around. He's going to be creeped out.
Just Jamie Foxx, I could do it. Jake Gyllenhaal. So what, do I leave the stage now or something?
When, you know, his next film is another remake of a musical Jamie Foxx is in. It's called Blental. So...
Or the sequel, Screen.
No, you don't have to leave the stage. You don't have to leave the stage. I think you want to because you want to watch the game. Is it still going?
You're high out of your mind, and the game is going.
I'm gonna
eat Rice Krispies and check while you guys go on with your Jake Gyllenhaal movies.
Okay, so Pat's out. So we're back around to Jesse. Do you have another one?
Yes, I'm sorry if this is sort of Sam Levine-ing it, because I might not know if he's in this, but I want to say Brothers.
Oh, Brothers.
Oh, good.
He was in Brothers?
Yeah.
With Tobey Maguire?
As his brother, yeah.
Shit. What about you, Mike? Do you have another one?
Donnie Darko.
Yes, of course. That's a biggie right there. Good job, dude. I want to say a motion picture called Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy.
He is fucking versatile, that kid. I did see Bubble Boy, yes. Zach Galifianakis has a funny scene as a toll booth guy that's weird, strangely enough. Big J, you got another one?
Jarhead.
Yes!
Wow!
Jesus walks! Pat's out, so we go back to Jesse.
I'm having a little bit of trouble with
this. Of course you are. This is a tough one, but you're doing great so far.
Thank you so much, Doug.
I think you're going to just pull one.
All right, let's see.
Just think of those big crazy eyes running around going, ah!
All I'm seeing is him in SNL sketches. I'm going to have to bow out, but thank you so much.
Oh, shit.
But thank you so much.
Thank you for the privilege.
You don't have to thank anybody.
Thank you.
Jesse also wants to watch the Grey Cup game.
All that skating on the ice is beautiful.
This got intense.
Those sticks. All those sticks and all those crushing people up against the glass.
It's football.
Oh. I heard Canada.
Two things that are missing from football.
I'm sorry.
Skating and pushing.
I heard Canada and cup, and I put the two together.
Do they do that in arena football? Throw them up against the glass when they're tackling each other? I don't know.
Keep going with the Gyllenhaal game. I'm sorry.
The Gyllenhaal game. This is the deciding game because Mike has to get going in a few minutes here, and it's really intense. I like it.
How can the game part be over already?
This is the third game.
Oh.
You're paying attention to the wrong game is the problem. But, and also we talked too long about movies at the beginning.
That seems to be a feature of the ones I'm on.
Mike's thinking really hard over here.
Is Brothers the one where he comes back from war and he has PTSD?
Yes.
I'm out.
All right.
Thank you for letting me play.
Jen, is there a shithead on the back of your Sully? Okay, cool. So we're good. You don't have to stick around for that or anything, Mike. But we have
you for, let's see, 3 more minutes. If you want to stay that long,
I'll stick it out.
See what happens. See what happens between me and Jay. How you feeling, Jay? You got another one?
I do.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. There's one that's just driving me crazy because I can't get it. I can't figure it out. Who it was. Plays virtually the same role in two movies that are independent films. I can't think of the other one we haven't mentioned yet. But I also think that there's a fucking colon and then more words after Prince of Persia. And I like an exact title. I like an exact title, so I'm going to say Prince of Persia, colon, The Sands of Time.
Wow! Doug Benson!
Yes!
There's a reason the podcast is named.
In my head, I was thinking Sands of Time sounds terrible. That sounds like something I would make up to make fun of Prince of Persia. Like, why did he even need more words? It's the first one.
I'm really worried
Jay's
for
got
Big
one.
J.
He, that wasn't the one he had, I don't think.
Prince
was
of Persia.
It?
I did have Prince of Persia. I also had that. And I was pretty cocky with it. I thought you weren't going to get it. Because in my back pocket the whole time, I had a movie called End of Watch.
Wow.
My favorite of all of his movies. I fucking love that movie. You totally blank on the weirdest shit when you play this game.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that Big J is proving himself to know A, the most about movies, and B, the most about Bush.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Put that on my headstone. Mike Birbiglia.
Our panel.
I did not say it.
Our panel is a movie maker, a movie expert, a newsman in movies and in real life, and a Bush expert. And what was the last movie you said?
End of Watch.
Any Bush in that?
No. Sadly,
there's
again.
There's probably like a crank or something, though, right? Like there's a dick at one point or something.
But if you want a 7-6 degrees of separation, Bush, that Anna Kendrick girl did have her bush exposed in that big fucking cell phone hack thing. So that
what?
Does somehow your entire audience not hear about the major?
major cell phone hacking called the Fappening.
Big J.
I thought she was just in like skimpy attire. I didn't know they got her naked or her bush.
Full beef.
Oh God.
And to answer your next question,
well, apologies
landing
to her.
Strip.
She listens.
You Big J's wealth of knowledge is so big it includes the cloud.
She keeps it high and tight like a young Charlize Theron.
I don't advocate anything that has been said today on this panel.
Well, I was going to say, Anna Kendrick is like the one awesome Oscar-nominated actress who's actually been on this show with me, and now and she listens to it. So,
dude, how
like
cool is it going to be? You get to see her bush now. Isn't it so much hotter when it's someone you know? You're welcome.
It's not hot. Makes me feel bad. But let's get him out of here because he's got to get to Ascot. Thank you, Mike Birbiglia.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you in California and Seattle.
I could, you know, sit here and talk movies with you guys all night if you are down with it. But Big J was our winner in that thing. Tell me the movie I was thinking of where he, in The Good Girl, he plays a young guy who falls in love with an older woman. He's really weird about it. And he did the same part in another movie called... Day After Tomorrow. Perfect answer. Not the one I was looking for, but... What's that?
Love and Other Drugs.
Love and Other Drugs. No, that was with Anne Hathaway, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
October Sky.
Not October Sky. What?
The one with Catherine Keener.
Yeah, and Catherine Keener. Yeah. You're right. What was that called? Oh, Lovely and Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Runs out and does that for you, but in comedy, you gotta pick up the mic again. You're supposed to not drop it till you're actually gonna leave.
I guess that's where one of us should have stepped in with sort of a play-by-play commentary.
Oh, yes. Where were you? You're asleep at the
wheel. Doug's
mic
has fallen to the floor in a
Doug
moment
Benson
of comedic
just
genius.
Ralphie made it on the stage.
It's good we have a seasoned newsman on the team.
I'm on it.
Yeah, you guys look like an awesome news team right now.
55 and sunny.
Let's give the prize bag to the rightful owner. Who are you playing for again, Jay? That nice couple over there?
I was playing for these two young ladies, Elon and Lauren, right there.
Couple of ladies. Here's your bag, ladies. Congratulations. Good job.
Girls, respect my gangster. Tell the world. Spread my message.
So yeah, they probably also want their poster back, I'd imagine.
They probably, yeah.
Oh, okay. Speaking of poster back, Pasternak sounds like that. Jesse.
Oh yes.
You got a shithead on the back of here?
I don't.
Or worked into it somewhere? Oh, it's on the floor paper. Floor paper. It didn't used to be floor paper. It is now. There you go. And give that back to the gentleman.
Thank you, Mike.
Jesse doesn't get to keep it.
Okay? Oh, my bad. Sorry.
R2.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Mike. Yeah. I'm sorry. Is it okay?
Thank you. It's never going to get to the Death Star now.
Jenna, is the message you want read underneath the Rice Krispies? Because I can eat them.
She has.
Oh, you wrote it. It's on a separate piece of paper. Okay.
Wait. Okay. So I've got two. I just need Pat's. So you want to pass it up here?
I have to go retrieve it from Jenna.
You can if you don't mind. I appreciate it. I know you got your hands full.
Now I'm retrieving the message
with your treats. You gonna share those crispy treats with your family? Get the whole family high.
That was good.
Only if the Calgary Tiger Sharks win.
The Hamilton Tigercats are losing right now.
Was that a real team name, he said?
The Montreal Chili Birds.
What the fuck is a chili bird?
The Ottawa scaredy poos.
Chili bird like sounds like a new thing those two guys are talking about at Sonic.
It's the Ottawa Rough Riders and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. There are 9 teams, and 2 of them have the same name.
That sounds like shit that happens at truck stop fucking bathrooms.
Do you got anything to plug, Jesse? Any appearances coming up?
Sort of. I write for the Indiana University Cinema Guild. So if you Google Indiana University Cinema Guild and you want to read some of my film writings, I cover movies at the Indiana University Cinema. That's where I'm an usher. And also, just if I could briefly say one thing, my grandfather, he rescued a guy. While he was dragging a guy to safety, he got hit by shrapnel. And then a man came up to him and asked for help tending to his cow. And my grandfather said, okay, take me to your cow. Save the life of the cow, which lived for a long time. And I just wanted to take this time to just honor my grandfather.
He saved a cow while injured.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat a hamburger in his honor tonight. No cheese, so I can really savor the meat. All for nothing.
Is he laughing? Is he laughing? Pat Kiernan, watch him on New York One if you're ever in the New York area.
Tuesday night at the Bell House in Brooklyn, I'm doing another one of my pop culture trivia nights.
Yeah. The Bell House is a terrific venue.
It is a terrific venue. It is our winter theme. It's the Pat Kiernan Polar Cortex Trivia Night.
And so, how's it? I mean, can you briefly tell us how the event works?
Sure. I ask questions. People answer them. Whoever answers the most wins.
It's called cut and dry.
Kind of like this. It's kind of like this, but with, I ask fewer questions. I just name a letter, and you have to name a movie. Yours are tougher questions, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Jesse could answer them.
Thank you.
He's a film expert.
Thank you.
Yeah. You should come Tuesday night at Bell House.
Thank you. I'll be flying back to Bloomington, but I would love to.
It's a 21 venue anyway.
My brother can go.
Wow, you buried the lead on that, Pat. You don't read the last paragraph of those stories in the papers. Jay Oakerson, you guys, great first appearance on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man. It's so cool you asked me to do this.
I think I'll have to have you like standing by on the phone at every show I tape from now on, because we've really got to know about the Bush. We really need those updates constantly.
I got it all.
Or that could just be your thing when you're on, you know?
Yeah.
I'll find some lady that can name every movie you see a dick in and sit her down next to you and we'll have a blast.
I'm not going
to
lie. I bet I'd be pretty good on dick trivia also.
It's almost, isn't it weird how dicks in movies are burned into your memory almost as hard or more so than Bush? It's
really,
it's crazy because you're just like, you don't want to see it. So you're like, dick, I'll never forget. Thanks, Kevin Bacon and Hollow Man.
Right?
And in Wild Things. That guy's dick is out every movie he's in lately.
That guy fucking hung Dork in like 4 movies.
I have a new fun name to get paged at the airport with. Phone call for hung Dork.
Perfect.
What kind of stuff do you want to plug, Big J?
Just my album's available on iTunes. Big Jokes in the Crowdwork Sessions. What's Your Fucking Deal? It's an hour straight crowdwork, fucking with the crowd. It came out great. I'm really happy. It's on Comedy Central Records. And check that out. And also, I'll be having, starting in January, me and Dan Soder, if you know Dan Soder, are going to be starting a new radio show on Sirius XM daily, Monday through Friday. So please check that out. It's going to be on Comedy Central Radio. So that's it. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks very much to everybody that was here tonight. Mike Birbiglia, Jesse Pasternak, Pat Kiernan, and Big J. Okerson. DougLovesMovies.com for all of my stuff. As always, we'll see some of you tomorrow night, and everybody will get to listen to it later, the big 12 Yes to Christmas. I'm so excited about it, and I need to make some more bookings. This guy's never going to do it, but I think he lives around here, so maybe I'll ask him. Willem Dafoe is a shithead. Chris Christie's vetoes are a shithead. And turning off your targeting computer is a shithead.
Do I, do the winners get theirs? I have the one from the winners.
Well, if it's funnier than those, I'll allow it.
I'll
but
be
they
honest.
Won, so that's why they don't get to name somebody.
Oh, you don't name them because they win.
But is it funny?
No, it just makes me sad.
Well, now everybody wants to hear it.
Well, to explain why it makes me sad, I've opened for almost 100 shows now across the entire country for the band Korn. So it makes me sad when it says their shithead is any white person with dreadlocks.
Play the end theme, please.
The world is you and Travis makes it foggy. There's no room in his